Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese, Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman and Austin Orman. Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up, 5 o'clock hour, Old School, the OG way, triple OG way, Jay Foreman, DP Harrison on the ones and twos. We are brought to you by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese, Special Ingredients Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 85th and Andromat / Old Cheney, and 168th and Maple up there in the O. Pretty good day. We talked Huskers. We talked a little bit of Jerry Jones, NFL news, but I think the biggest news coming out of today, and I think I don't think this story has ended, but maybe it has. But ESPN, WWE signed, I don't know how many billion dollar deal where WWE will partner with ESPN. ESPN will be able to, you're talking about SummerSlam, WrestleMania, all the different ones. ESPN will be in partnership with them. I don't know how many years, but. Sports entertainment, sports in general, has changed officially as of today. I obviously want to ask DP his opinion because obviously he knows a lot about the WWE. Also think that this is a power move by ESPN to try to distance themselves from Fox. You know what I mean? I think Fox started to kind of really, you know, not, especially in the football wise, you know, I felt like they kind of, you know, gain some ground, but ESPN, I think, has tried to distance himself overall as a sports entertainment, I guess, network.
So the value of this thing is one thing. The power behind the thing is a whole different deal. And mind you, that the $1.6 billion deal, that's what they tagged it as a transfer of value and cash to provide service for all of the WWE pay-per-views and content starting in 2026. $30 a month per person. Currently, you're talking about worldwide 5 million people. 5 million people. That also an understanding that it includes ABC in the partnership. It also, we know that the 12 events, Harrison and I were talking about it this week, the 12 events, pay-per-view events that they have, with all buys above $500,000 per. 12 events. That's 6 million buys just for the pay-per-views. That's not even the in-between stuff, the big monthly pay-per-views. That's not the regular programming and otherwise.
That's not Monday Night Raw.
That's not, no, that's none of that, right? And you still have to have Netflix for that or USA or whatever it is. But also their real money is, and again, it's the thing that the old adage of marketing is that empty butts don't buy beer. When people come to the party, if you've paid the $30, you're going to show up and watch. right? You watch one pay-per-view, you've got an entire month's worth right there.
Right.
Now, those people also go to events worldwide, from Abu Dhabi to London to Scotland. They go to events. Japan, they go to events. And they pack those arenas. And in every arena they've been in, they've set the gate record for that venue the last time the WWE was there. Same for UFC. So if you tell me they come to PBA, you set the gate, all-time gate record for tickets bought and the amount paid for those tickets, and then you consider that in a packed building, more packed than it's ever been, concessions, and then merch, let alone parking and all the other things, and then people go back online and buy. So ESPN, Disney, ABC, they recognize the value of it, right? Because it's long-term. The most popular, longest-running cable TV show in history is WWE. It has outlasted a generation, two generations of marketing geniuses, all wrong on betting against pro wrestling. So, yeah, it's brilliant for all the content, because it's not just about the pay-per-views. It also, what happens, you go on for WWE and you get UFC. Mm-hmm. You go on for UFC, you get WWE. You go on for UFC and you get college football. You go on for college football, oh, look, UFC event. It's Saturday on a pay-per-view. Might as well go ahead and watch it because I've already paid for it. And then you become interested. And wait a minute, who is this Jay Foreman guy that I've seen the last 2 months? He's a little interesting. So I guess I should go ahead and follow him. Matter of fact, I'm going to go buy whatever Jay Foreman says to buy. It's brilliant. Across the board, it's just brilliant.
Let me ask you this. I wanted to ask the one thing. I'll give wrestling credit, is that obviously everybody knows it's somewhat fake. It's physically demanding. You don't tossed on a mat and just say, you know, you can get hurt,
right?
But it is fake. It's predetermined, and the plots and being able to last that long, like DP said, is more than commendable. That is,
yeah, the stunts are all still real.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, with the way, whether it's a superstar player or you want it to push a superstar player to stardom, right? Where you're thinking of, especially American-born players who you're trying to get up there with Luka and Joker and all that NBA, and then obviously who's the next crop of quarterbacks coming in the NFL and teams. Let's just do teams in college football. Do you think any of that genius of leadership of Paz, I guess it's Triple H now, somehow gets into the conversations, the meetings with college football playoff committee? Marketing, because they can control NIL and the perception of guys, this the way they get paid or how much they get paid, by creating a narrative. And nobody creates a narrative like WWE wrestling, and I guess I'll throw UFC in there, even though that is more than real. Mm-hmm. There is narratives that be created. Do you think that kind of seeps over into, I guess, the product on the field, the product on the court, the product in the...
Well, it's already... Gable Stevenson is already under contract.
Right.
Like, Nebraska has athletes who are already under contract with UFC and WWE. It already exists. The development, they've already figured out that our next generation of athletes have to come from these college programs.
Right.
They've already figured it. They're already in the room. Daniel Cormier, he already has his own just regular sports show. Anthony Smith has bled over. Now he's on panels all over the country for ESPN, right? All of it in play. It has its purpose. Listen,
could the sports lose credibility when it starts?
You're doing business.
If football is starting to look more like WWE too much, does it lose credibility?
No, because the psychology, people miss the psychology. Harrison and I, he's heard me talk a million times about the psychology of pro wrestling. And the whole point is the ability to get people to invest emotionally into a person or character's humanity. Good or bad, Anthony Smith said it earlier today, that if two people walked by this window right now and started throwing hands, we would become immediately emotionally invested in it because we want to know, what's the story? Why? Why is this man and woman fighting? Why are these two men fighting? What was said? Wait a minute, who's right and who's wrong? Are they both right? How's this going to play out? Wait a minute, big dude, little dude, small dude, brown dude, white dude. We become, that's our humanity. We cannot fight it. We cannot resist it. And the thing behind it is Star Wars. We know Star Wars isn't real. Are we invested in it? Emotionally, are you emotionally? Lord of the Rings, not real. Hamilton, is that real? No, people pay crazy money to feel connected and to be emotionally connected to our humanity. We need it. Listen, go to Memorial Stadium. You're going because it's a sea of like me. It is a group emotional event that is seismic. 90,000 people in the same building who cheer at the same time, boo at the same time, they're root for, at the same level, call and response. They know when they hear Husker, we know we're programmed. Power has to follow. We know that anybody who is in a moment, we don't know why the person who's yelling, go big red, yell, go big red. We just know they want to feel connected and we all join in. That's all this is. This is, people don't care that it's Vince McMahon or Linda McMahon or Triple H or Stephanie or otherwise. Dana White. Don't care. They're standing on stage with the president, right or wrong. Like Triple H was just named a part of the presidential sports council. Why? Why? Because he's figured out how to move people to feel some sort of way about the thing. He shouldn't be on there like Lawrence Taylor. Wait, what? What?
I think that's the same reaction Lawrence Taylor had.
Right? Like what? Right? It's the. Really? That, think about it, of all the choices you could have made, and I mean all of the choices you could have made, you chose Triple H. That's not his name. That's not his name. If you introduced him as Paul Levesque, okay, I might buy in. But then you went and got Triple H and Lawrence Taylor. Lawrence Taylor, we have a history. We know how to Google. We don't even have to be old enough to remember young Lawrence Taylor. We can Google and figure that out because he gets an emotional reaction. There's no other, and we call it being a mark, but we're all marks. Let it be a car accident outside. We ain't gonna know them people.
That is true. When old buddy pushed the semi
right
out there that day.
Like when the dude was walking here in the post game and we saw him stagger in three different directions, and then we saw him about to hit the light post. And we were cheering for him. We were cheering for him. And when he hit that post, we were like, oh, because
you're saying is nobody ever gets tired of soap opera.
No.
Well, D-Man said it himself. D-Man. WWE is just a soap opera for men, and I love it.
Well, it's not even for men anymore. It's not even for men anymore. Like the women, go to a WWE event, go to PBA. Oh, the ladies had, they was in full numbers. Like it was not, it don't belong to men anymore. Like it was the favorite thing. If you go back to Curious George, to Gorgeous George, go back to Bruno Sammartino, and they show those house events or Madison Square Garden, Bruno Sammartino in 1969. Jay Foreman, do you know who was in the front row? All the Italian grandmas. They had an umbrella. If the bad guy came out there, that umbrella got put to work. Grandma was like, you get your hands off of my Bruno. And that, this is what it was. It hasn't changed.
Yeah, I remember, Harrison, at what age? Well, I'll tell you, I was probably about maybe 12 at the oldest, when I figured out wrestling was fake.
That was the same for me. I was 12. I was watching it with my dad, and
I'll never forget this because Sundays used to be the best because they would have, now Saturdays mornings was really good because they'd have AWA wrestling, which was kind of really started in Minnesota with Greg Gagne and all them. And then you would, and then they would kind of have freelance guys. Sometimes you see Ric Flair there. Then they had an NWA a little bit later, and then mixed in between there was my cartoon. So my whole morning on Saturdays was Frosted Flakes, Raisin Bran, and watching TV.
Yes, right?
And then college, American morning right there.
Then college football. So you couldn't tell me anything. But on Sundays now, it would be AWA wasn't on, but it would be NWA wrestling. So that was more the Four Horsemen, Nikita Koloff, all those guys. And sometimes you see Superstar Billy Graham, Harley Race, and all those guys. That was NWA. And then it would be actually, no, it was WWF before, right? Mm-hmm. Say like 4 or 5 o'clock. And then it was NWA afterwards.
Yep.
And this is when Ric Flair and, you know, I didn't know any different, you know?
Another Minnesota guy.
Yeah. Ric Flair. And that's not even really his last name. He played for Flair. Yeah, he played for the Vikings. He tried out for the Vikings.
Yeah.
And was linebacker. Anyways, so I remember watching, and it was something with they jumped this wrestler called Magnum T.A. and
Magnum and Terry
the,
Allen.
And Lex Luger or whatever the Four Horsemen did. And they had Iron and Ole Anderson and Telly Blanchard.
Tell it, Jay Foreman.
And I remember just being so like, I couldn't believe this happened.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Couldn't believe this happened. And I ran in, and my dad, I'll never forget, he was taking a nap. You know what I'm saying? Just about the barbecue. Yeah, whatever. I was like, Dad, I had to be 10. I was like, yo, this happened. He looked at me. He said, hey, man, I don't want to hear none of that. He's like, that stuff is fake. And I was like,
Santa Claus ain't real.
Yes. Yep.
Easter Bunny is what? Grandma's Easter Bunny?
I was devastated.
You probably remember the room and the
house. Yeah, I remember exactly where I was at. I was devastated.
It's brutal. I wonder what that story is for every kid out there.
Mine, actually, because as much growing up, we got WWF. So we got Bruno Sammartino. And you got it Saturday. That was it. Until cable happened.
Yeah.
And then when cable happened, it brought you, wait a minute. Yeah. It brought me Georgia Championship Wrestling.
Oh, and they had all of it.
Yeah. Oh, and I was like, wait a minute, sir, this is different. And I want to say I was 16.
And then they had the one in Texas.
The Von Erichs.
Von Erichs, that was their own, right?
Which ESPN picked up and figured out early. Again, the ESPN has always been that sort of place. But it didn't hit me in real until I got to college, freshman year. Harrison, I've told you the story. Mm-hmm. My roommate is from Chase County, Virginia, which there's about 22 people. They didn't even have a grocery store. And this was his jam. Country boy says, hey, my girlfriend has tickets to wrestling. Do you want to go? Sure, I'll go. Yeah. We were bonding. Let's go. Mm-hmm. His girlfriend cancels on him. Says something else came up, but he and I are going to go. We could walk from our dorm to Richmond Coliseum. And on the way across the street was a 7-Eleven. So, college student going to a wrestling match, a beverage is in order. We will go to the 7-Eleven, up pulls a caddy. And in the caddy, and they are bumping. This caddy is bumping. One door opens, and out with the golden locks comes Ric Flair. Gentlemen, it's a moment. It's a moment because he's the main event that night. Gentlemen, need anything? Going in, I got you covered. Goes into 7-Eleven, gets a case of beer, comes out, throws a six-pack. Have a great night. Are you guys going to a wrestling match? Yes, sir, we are. Hey, reaches in his pocket, pulls two tickets out, hands them to me and my boy. He says, see you there. We'll have a good time, I promise. Except the other door, the passenger seat door opens, and out stands Dusty Rhodes. Except they're the main event that night. It's Ric Flair versus Dusty Rhodes for the U.S. title, and I am, what is happening? What are you doing? Why are you doing? Stop it. I don't want to know this. I don't want to know. He's like, gentlemen, clank the beer. done. We get there. Jay Foreman, this is a night of all nights, because let me tell you, we get there, sit in front row. Flair put us front row. Beer guy comes up, delivers us beer, and says, this is from the guys in the back. And I have to tell you, these beers are going to show up every match. So get to drinking. Get to drinking. Get two beers before the match. First match shows up, bell rings, two more beers show up. We got four beer. I'm like, well, wait a minute. We got four beer for two people. How are we going to do this? How are we going to do this? The first wrestler, I want to say it was Paul Jones, comes out, snatches the beer from my buddy, and throws it in Blackjack Mulligan's face. And I'm like, oh, man, that's terrible. Like, what are you doing, Jay? Blackjack Mulligan turns the corner, grabs my beer, throws it in. We're a part of the deal. We're a part of the show, Jay Foreman.
Yeah.
Bruh, that was a night. One of these nights, off air, I'll tell you about the wrestler's hotel.
Speaking of that, we got to go off air right now. Get sick of that. Get the streams. You got Royals up next. Don't go anywhere. Old school.
Back to old school with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Well, we're back on the stream. Jay Foreman, DP Harrison. Good segment there, talking about WWE, ESPN, how it's already essentially a soap opera, but now it's going to be even more, or potentially could be even more, bigger magnitude, bigger production, bigger storylines. Bigger drama. One of the things I think that...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNC Supply, in-app only.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Probably a come. I mean, I think the production, I haven't been to a WWE event or anything like that, but I just know that they put on
it's the best fan experience.
Wrestling.
You were at the last one in Omaha that they had here.
What?
I don't know, maybe it was a couple years ago. Maybe that was Bach that went to it.
Bach and Strick.
Yeah, that's what it was. I didn't go to it. But I remember seeing, I mean, you know what's crazy is you talk about ESPN. I think when they had, I think, WrestleMania out at Levi's Stadium in San Francisco, and I think when Triple H was still wrestling then and he came up out of the, you know, the ground or whatever, mm-hmm. and it was on ESPN and showed the different highlights. So it lets you know pro wrestling or WWE definitely has crossover appeal. Whether you know it's fake or not, I mean, it's something that's here to stay. I mean, all the way through the college, I think, you know, a couple of us, we wore the Steve Austin 316 shirts. Mm-hmm. We loved the Harlem Heat, you know, Booker T's from Houston. And both of them are from Houston, heavy into Houston. I mean, they're out and about. But then also, I think when Brock Lesnar was just getting started into like wrestling, he came through and I remember just kind of peeking in, you know, you hear he's coming in there. I was like, man, let's see if this dude's for real. Let me just see if he's big. I mean, he was big dude, man. He had like on an incline, like 365, just repping it out, just, you know, doing that. So it's pretty, you know, I think the wrestling guys, they all have, you know, a certain aura about them. And I mean, at that time, you know, Hulk Hogan, you know, I was remember being in the Minneapolis airport. And I was going on a pre-draft visit. And, you know, if you've ever been in Minneapolis airport, I think it's one of the best in the world. He was going somewhere. I had an Austin 316 shirt on. I think, you know, I was just, you know, coming from, I didn't have that many, you know, clothes. And he was like, Austin sucks. You know, Steve Austin, you know, he called him something else. I can't say it on air. And then also, you know, Steve Austin was coached by a former Nebraska coach, Nelson Barnes, at North Texas or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he was on our flight, me and Sheldon, we were heading to Buffalo. So, I mean, they're regular people, but, you know, obviously it's grown to a huge magnitude to be associated and partnered with ESPN, and it's only going to affect every sport on a bigger magnitude.
Well, I mean, it's better fan experience, right? Literally the thing that they figured out is if fans want to engage, they want access to the people, right? It's like Huskers. People want access. They want access to the heroes. And it allows them to do that in the meet and greets, and they allow them to peek behind the curtain. The big thing of UFC, they do a fan experience before every fight card where you can purchase to make the walk to the octagon through the curtains. You can do that for ESPN, where you can pick your theme music and walk through, and they record it for you. They do a great job. Yeah. And the merch, the amount of merch that they sell, it's just phenomenal because you feel connected to it. It was a positive experience. Nobody leaves filled with energy. You're exhausted.
Who's WWE's partner for merch that they sell? Is it anything? Like, is it Adidas, Nike?
It depends on the character.
Okay.
You know, Mattel on one side, right? As a matter of fact, Hoss's son just, you know, he went through his thing to get his Cody Rhodes. Mattel Elite Cody Rhodes figure, and it's $60. And well, they and they're sold out
merch.
They're sold out. Yeah. Like literally they made the number, whatever number numbers they made, they sold them out, and it becomes the thing. Championship belts, before they weren't available. Now even at $500-$600 a pop, you can, the line at PBA, the last one. Jay, it was an hour after the matches, and the line for the belt at $600 a pop was still long. And I was just like, "No, I'm cool. It was snowing. That was the big storm. Mm-hmm. Like they weren't sure they were going to have the event. Still sold it out. Still could. Like it's its own thing.
Yeah, there's a story of Dwayne The Rock Johnson when he was just kind of going into stardom. And he was up for his new deal or whatever. And he was saying that I think Steve Austin was getting paid $1 million and he wanted two because he was the guy. Mm-hmm. And Vince McMahon was like, "Nah, I'm not going to pay you two." And, you know, they went back and forth. He's like, "You need to stick at $1 million, but I want you to come out here and essentially work and learn how everything works." And once he's like, "Now I showed you how you're going to make $15 million this year," which he was getting a percentage of every t-shirt, every thing that was sold. Mm-hmm. And so that's how you take a superstar like him. And now he's doing movies, and now he's kind of essentially taking that WWE model and made it, you know, a bigger, better version of XFL and the UFL. And
I mean, think about it. Hogan got a share of those shirts he would take.
Yeah.
Right. That was the beginning. And now everybody, even the music, yeah, to have people who make the music, the character gets a cut of the music, buys, downloads, et cetera. And then the t-shirts, and now it's shoes, it's wrestling tights, it's hats. It's the full thing. So most of them make more money on the merch than they do on their performance contract. But they also understand the more highlighted they are as a performer, the more of those they're going to sell. And it's the thing that it's NIL in full. If you understand the name, image, and likeness matrix, it becomes simple for you. Like Nebraska athletes, those that are AJ Ferrari understands it. AJ Ferrari, I'm pretty sure he's under contract for either UFC or WWE. I think he's under contract now. And he has a great – when he came in, we talked three times about when to post, what to post, how we were going to share it, how we were going to do it, what he needed to do a show, how it was going to work, and what the layout, having an agent. And it all made sense to me. So it was an easy conversation to have. But that's what we're talking about now. And ultimately, Nebraska will figure it out because it has all the resources. It has the athletes to brand. It has the business partners. They just have to figure out how they're going to maneuver within it.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if you want a good example of NIL, it would probably be Colorado with Travis Hunter and Fedor Sanders and Shiloh's, because Travis Hunter didn't take any, collective money. It was all NIL stuff. And
Caitlin Clark at 20. Look, again, that $80,000 a year WNBA rookie deal for 4 years. But yeah, you get $26 million from Nike, right? That's the value of this thing. She didn't get it at Iowa. She couldn't get her value at Iowa. There was no way. It's as you say, you earn in college and you get paid in your real deal. Well, Nike understands it. Shador is in the same boat. That, listen, those companies want you wearing their stuff and promoting their deals. That's the real.
Yeah, he's got a really unique contract for a fifth rounder. Mm-hmm. I was a fifth rounder, Harrison. And nowhere in my contract where Jay Foreman jersey is going to be, you know, any percentage was coming back to Jay Foreman, t-shirts and all that stuff. I mean, he has a real good business sense. Now, obviously, you know, we'll see if it works out for him as far as on the playing field, but business wise, you know, he's along the lines of the WWE, the posting, when to post it. And then, you know, obviously ways to make yourself more marketable. And I think you potentially could see more Hard Knocks style of documentation, which then will probably increase the brand awareness or the brand of each individual player, team, so forth and so on. I think the games now, college-wise, are going to take on not quite as long as the Super Bowl, but it's going to be production-based, very long pregame, halftime, and because there's going to be a lot of money exchanged.
I wonder if storytelling is going to be like what boxing was in its prime a little bit. Just getting much better at setting up the narrative before the event. We're just dragged out for so long. Everybody knows the biggest story heading into it. So not like they're going to script anything, but in terms of how boxing was super fight, just when what UFC does today.
You'll see right now, they're outperforming everybody mm-hmm. at telling you that this fight week, and you get, there's a full montage. They do vignettes for every fight on the card. You get an intro when you walk in the building. All the weigh-ins, they do a public weigh-in. Mm-hmm. The private weigh-in is Friday. Thursday, it's open to the public. It's free in the building for you to come and meet the people and listen to them do question and answer. Friday morning, official weigh-in, nobody's invited. Everybody's invited to the ceremonial in the arena, right? What's there? All the merch. And the first thing they do is they run this 15-minute vignette telling you about the fight card, the stories behind them. Hometown, show the people working out at home, showing them with their family. Okay, I like this kid. This kid's got a great story. All right, so they come out, everybody cheers a little louder because they know more of the story. And then they do it again Saturday at the Fan Fest that goes 6 hours. 6 hours on Saturday before they open the doors to the arena. What? 6 hours to buy food, buy t-shirts, to buy championship belts, and then gone inside. And if you didn't get them outside, you can get them inside. First thing that hits you is the vignette that lets you know, listen, this is why you're here. Here are all the stories. Here are all the people. Let's get ready to party. And it's exceptional. College football will get better at it. The NFL will get better at it because UFC and WWE, look, they're killing the game.
They're figuring out the access for the fans. Because mm-hmm. like you mentioned, even with the UFC, I think Theo Vaughn's one of the comedians. He shows up so early. Like, he's just sitting there in the front row. Nobody else is around him. But you just get that access. It's like, you pay for the ticket. You want to watch people just spar? You can go ahead and do that.
Well, no, you watch. For every UFC event I've ever been to cover, I go sit octagon side and I watch the very first fight. I'm not missing the first fight. Because those are the real stories.
Yeah.
And then that's when you hear more, like you hear people talking, you get more information. And those are the people that are going to be middle of the card later, you know, preliminary card later. It always ends up that way. And I have never, and I think they sent me a notice. I've attended 37 UFC events as credentialed media. And I'm going to do Chicago, going to do San Antonio. I'm going to get to 40 before the end of this year. And I've never missed a fight on the card, ever. It is usually, because it just, there's nothing like it. There's no, and if you haven't been to a UFC card, I've been telling Jay since I started going, Jay, you must go. It is the most unique thing in all of sports. Because, as you say, you can't fake it.
Yeah.
You can't fake it. Those fights?
Yeah, amen. it's when I went to inside ringside with Roy Jones and John Ruiz in Vegas, it is different. It's not, it's one thing watching it pay-per-view. Another thing is being there and the build-up. It, you know, it's going to be interesting, I guess, college football wise. And I guess we can think we're almost up against the break is that, you know, I think it would be better. I wish college football still had the rivalries, you know, where obviously the transfer portal's here, NIL's here, and all this other stuff. But I was just thinking about when you partner with a WWE, you know, story building and all that. Just imagine, you know, when we used to play Colorado or Oklahoma, or even, I mean, you could do it now, but the characters won't be there in theory for years on end, right? Mm-hmm. You know, Nebraska, Iowa, what's it like really understanding, you know, I guess PJ Fleck when we played Minnesota and stuff like that. But when we played, it was like Kansas State, you know, what was really the end, you know, the, I guess in the war room when Bill Snyder wanted to turn his program around and got all JUCO guys that year. Then they all end up being pretty good players, how he landed Michael Bishop, how Nebraska was able to counteract it, all that type of stuff.
Well, how fun would it be to have like a deeper dive on Kurt Cignetti in Indiana last year?
Yeah.
Like early in the season, who's this? Because I think everybody knew he's come from James Madison. He's confident, but that's about all we got was him being confident at the podium. We didn't know a whole lot else.
We only got that one at the basketball game. What's he like on a day-to-day basis?
Exactly.
In the meeting. Is he really, really selling those Wolf tickets? And then also, what is he like after the Notre Dame game? Mm. And what's the feeling after the Notre Dame game? And how has his offseason changed from last year to this year? Obviously, he got the new contract, but it does change because the expectations and standards should have changed and a lot higher. How has he changed? And do you see that? Yeah, so it'd be interesting. It'd be interesting to see what the partnership's like. And how soon do you see a distinct difference? Like, okay, I see where ESPN is going for the foreseeable future, along with the WWE and all the other, you know, sports that are, you know, piled all into it, because it is a game changer. I mean, I think ESPN is distance themselves from Fox now.
Yeah, ESPN's been the most willing to change.
They made huge changes, firing everybody.
Yeah.
Really went, you know, all chips in on Pat McAfee and Stephen A. Had to slip up with Shannon Sharp, then had this on the back burner. Mm-hmm. So it was like, all right, that's already drama there, right? So they kind of let that kind of hit its apex, blow up, then a kind of decline. And then here we are. Well, yeah, just let, you know, put us back up there. We just signed a $1 billion deal with WWE. So now we got another storyline that we can keep running on our own network.
And a lot of money. And they just released a behind-the-scenes program for Netflix. 12 episodes of what they call the gorilla position and all of the conversations that happened during a match and before a match.
So it's like WWE behind the scenes?
Behind the scenes. Jay Foreman, I watched the first hour. I'm done. I'm locked in. Like, that's what I'm going to do. When I leave here, going straight to episode 2. It's the best stuff of watching them try to craft the stories, the timetable involved, communication between the ref, the announcers, the conversation.
And the timing of it, right?
Yeah. Right, and trying to, and how they never get it right, and how it's all, like, how difficult it is to get live entertainment to meet a clock.
Yeah.
And it's special, and it's really well done.
I wish they had a way to mic the guys up or gals.
Oh, this
up.
Is it. This
like
is
when they're giving each other's tips, like, all right. You know, because I didn't know, like, remember when Ric Flair and Dusty Rhodes.
Somebody calls the fight.
Yeah. They'll wrestle for, like, remember they wrestle for an hour?
Yep. Has to lead the dance and that conversation. But it's also now that it includes the official, it includes the ring time people, and then the people behind the curtain who are telling them, listen, now, and they kind of know what the move is going to be, but they need to get the camera angles right.
Yeah.
They need to get the facial expressions and capture the right ones. It is spectacular.
There it is. WWE, right. Behind the scenes, man. I mean, I think this is the new age. Access, branding or whatever. But on the flip side, though, I think it does, you know, lead to some exposure. So it'd be interesting to see who tries to stay pat, because you will get paid a lot more the more you expose yourself or put yourself out there. Sometimes it's not always the best, but we'll see. But what we're going to do, we'll take a quick break, come back, put a bow on this happy hump day. Jay Foreman, DP Harrison, we'll be right back.
Back to old school with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Jay Foreman, DP Harrison, ones and twos, hump day right before we turn it over to the Lighthouse. Obviously, a lot of stuff going on. Obviously, WWE this last hour.
We got some breaking news, though.
What's that?
Got some breaking news. Just released from the American Volleyball folks, Nebraska volleyball team ranked number one in the preseason poll, the coaches poll. They collected 1,490 points in the poll, came in ahead of number two, Penn State, the reigning champions, who came in at 1,459. Nebraska received 40 first place votes, while Penn State received 21. Mm. Top three, Nebraska, Penn State, number three, Pitt, number four, Louisville, and number five, Texas. So the Huskers will start the season at number one.
3 years in a row. That'd be the third year in a row, number one preseason.
Number
really?
One. Yeah.
Let's get it.
They got an interesting pressure on him this year. I don't know what that necessarily feel like, because it's kind of like a little bit Penn State. A lot of people are super high on him because the return guy's coming back. They're picked two. Different for Husker volleyball because they have won it, but it's just been 3 years in a row. Mm-hmm. But that's a tough mind game. You're the favorite. No one's ever going to give you the benefit of the doubt. They're only going to really poke and be loud when you lose one.
A good place to be in. A good place to start.
Yeah, better place.
Yeah, when you got a new coach and trying to replace a legend like Coach Cook, so you rather rinse and repeat, and now you're just trying to add your little spice to it, to where you're like Tony or like John Gruden when he took over Tony Dungy. Just needed maybe a little bit of extra juice and see what they could do. So hopefully they can pull it out and win it. But really, to be honest with you, they'd tell you it's great. Probably spend a couple minutes on it. I've been there when we start out, really high ranked. Talk about it for a second, but also know you got to handle a lot of business on mm-hmm. your own in your own house before you can worry about winning that championship. So
let's go.
Yeah.
John Cook over the Supernovas now too, which kind of surprised me.
Interesting. And then love yeah. volleyball becoming not love Omaha becoming love Nebraska
mm-hmm.
volleyball, which means different games at different locations across the state.
Yeah, they're taking over, man. Nebraska volleyball, or Nebraska women's volleyball is taking over nationally.
It's running.
Right from here to Nebraska.
It's a thing.
Anyways, hump day, turn it over to the Lighthouse. Bill Michener and company are going to take you over to the 7 o'clock hour. But for DP, Jay Foreman, Harrison, appreciate you listening. We'll holler at you tomorrow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.